Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Well, weird, very strange week, let me tell you. Along with the moon wobble, what we're dealing with is a major T-square in the fixed, which means if you have any planets from, I'd say, 13 up to 17 degrees of Leo, Taurus, Aquarius, and Scorpio, you may be freaking out. Let's check the Sabian symbols to see what these degrees mean, to find out what the uproar is all about. First, we'll start with 15 Taurus. A need to illuminate the regrowing seed of selfishness. A turning away from gain for gain's sake. Ego manifests strongly and is weighed. So there's lots of war there over money and power with 15 Taurus. Let's jump over to 15 Leo, which is affected by the T-square. Inclination toward dramatics. Arrogant and egotistical leanings. Need to show self to public and overbearing ways. The major ego effect from Leo. Or see, could be lots of fighting, especially in relationships with those of you that have mid-fixed planets in your chart. 15 Scorpio, where Pluto is. As the eagle soars, the mind takes wing to new heights. The duality of evil and goodness is balanced tenuously. So there's hope from 15 Scorpio. And then 15 Aquarius, where Venus is right now. Desire to contribute to community endeavors, a negation of vacillation. So they are the four corners of the grand square and the grand cross transit that some of us may be having today. Actually, I'm having it today. So just in case you wondered what that effect was. Let's talk about karma and relationships. Well, I know that many of us, especially now in these days, in these times, gosh, with intense cardinal transits out there, all those Capricorn planets, and now intense fixed transits out there, many of us like to come from a know-it-all type position, like we're holier than thou. Sometimes the only problem that we have in relationships is we really don't have a video camera with a recorder on us to record the behavior, the way we act, how we sound, and things we do and say on the phone or in public or with other people that affect our relationships. And oftentimes, in these times, with the moon wobble added to the negative. Okay, now the moon wobble will peak March 1st, or actually around April 30th, will be over finally by March 5th or 6th. But the point here is that many of us are practicing being mean to ourselves and others, especially now during these transits. And these emotions that are coming out for a very important reason, because we are offering reflections to people we are around. We are returning energy. In other words, we are not acting mean or weird or strange in relationships right now by accident. A lot of people are breaking up and creating battle lines, battle of the sexes, male against male against female, whatever. And actually, it is wild. It's very, very wild, and it's very, very hot right now. And what you're dealing with is you're seeing a reflection of your own self in the negative side of your partner in a relationship. And like I say, the whole purpose to these type of effects, these karmic effects that are so intense at this time, really is to be basically simple with your life right now by practicing being nice to yourself and trying really hard to finally be nice to other people too. If you really want to know what the problem is and you catch yourself being a jerk, like if you finish a discussion or you find yourself putting down or just roasting somebody you love for almost no reason, sure, their life might not be perfect, and sure, you might be in a position to criticize or give them some advice because you think you're in a better position, but you are not perfect. And if we remember a famous quote from the Bible, let he or she who is without sin cast the first stone, we will firmly become aware of which one of us is judgmental, and if that is actually a positive quality to have. I don't care if your neighbor or your husband or your wife is a total drunk or drug addict. If you start judging them, then that almost makes you worse karmically. Because they may be, have a problem with their own lives being self-destructive, but you're being a jerk by being judgmental. So, something to think about, right? So, I think you would help things instead of adding to the pressure and the reason as to why they might want to try a slow death technique of killing themselves, either through anxiety, depression, drugs, alcohol, or whatever. Like I say, the best thing you can do is to really just be nice to them. Try to be nice to them, try to be tender with them, and also be nice and tender to yourself during these times, and you might feel that it works a lot better for you. That's a real important basic. Now, as part of today's show, I am going to look in your charts, if you want me to, at least in the topic, I'll try to explain to you, those of us that are born to have karma with relationships. And usually, when I talk about karma, I'm always talking about karma with the self. You don't really have karma with other people. The karma is with your own self. It lies within, and the universe serves as a catalyst for you to experience this pain, this anxiety, this vibration that is somehow presented to you, returned to you, thanks to your efforts, right? And then it is up to you to learn and grow from the return of this energy. So the universe is really not there for you to blame it. If you are looking for someone to blame as to why your life is not right or miserable, then look within, because that's where the karma imbalance lies. Now, when we go through this reincarnation cycle, and if there's one thing that I really think is one of my forte areas, it's past life regression and reincarnation in astrology. In other words, it's being able to look at an astrology chart and try to help figure out for an individual exactly what they did to earn this particular chart in a past life. Of course, I try to use my intuition and my own psychic ability when I do these things, but at least I found that it works. It does work for me, and it has helped me understand people by understanding these principles. So you can literally focus on two major planets when dealing with relationships. No matter what you do in astrology, if you focus on two planets, then it will give you an idea of exactly how you were in a past life when you dealt with relationships. That's simple. Now, if you are a woman or someone who is interested in men, period, which includes all gay men, of course, then what we need to focus on to understand the karma that you would have in your life from relationships in a past life would be to focus on the planet Mars, which means that if you look in a person's chart and you know that you want to understand how they handle men or what their karma is with men, you can take a look at their entire soul's record, their soul's pattern, and their reincarnational experience by analysis of their Mars, which specifically dictates that if you have a Mars in your chart that is filled with trines and sextiles, then it tells us that as far as experiences with men in past lives, there has been lots of love and lots of understanding and lots of giving and lots of sharing and lots of niceness and tenderness. So occasionally, and we will note that many women and gay men do have much more stable relationships and do find themselves either hooked up and or married or extremely magnetic and powerful when they have this type of Mars effect, which is what we call an unafflicted Mars. And oftentimes, you don't meet too many single women or single gay men out there with a blessed Mars like that because they're taken, because they just don't have as much karma as the rest of us in relationships, so they have stable relationships, and that's it. You know, a lot of times you'll find these people in long-term relationships that last forever, like my dad has a blessed Venus and my mom has a blessed Mars pretty much, and they've been married 50 years. And even though there has been some karma in relationships there, basically they've had stability. So I'm not saying for you to go out and find people with trines to their Venus and Mars in order to ascertain that you have better relationships, because the karma is with you, with yourself. You're the chart that we're looking at. So you're the one that needs to have the trines on your Venus and Mars. If you want to earn that, then you try to improve how nice you are to people in relationships in this lifetime, and then when you come back in your next lifetime, or if you have a rebirth, your rebirth chart will probably have more of an enhanced Mars in your chart. Same thing with Venus. If you are a man that's interested in women, or anyone, especially gay women, right, that are interested in women, we focus on Venus to understand that karma. Now, I have a Venus square Neptune in my chart. Now, you know what that means? That would mean that, first of all, you have to take a look at astrology as a return of some kind of reversal, which means that you don't get to where you are by accident, all right? You get there because this is your mission, right? And if I ever came from a place where I didn't like women, or I hated women, or I was angry with them, or I blamed them, you're this, and you're that, and you're this, and if you're a man or a gay woman, you've ever called a woman a bitch, or a crab, or a whiner, or a picker, it's like you have no one to blame but yourself. Do you know, in order for me to earn a Venus square Neptune in my chart, that would mean that I would be the same exact type of woman that gives me the hardest time in my current life. If I ever take a look at any of my relationships and don't embrace them 100%, that's why I try real hard. And I really feel down deep I don't have any real anger or pain or hate towards any of these women that I've been with, right? Because I know that I was a woman. And I know that I was the exact same type of woman that I fall for, that I get involved with. Now, what does that say? Well, Farley, do you like a woman that's fast? Do you like a woman that can be real romantic, real passionate, real sensuous? Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm not going to admit that on the air. But if that was true, would that be one of the susceptibilities of a Venus square Neptune? See, a Venus square Neptune karma is a delusion. It's a dream world. It's a fantasy. It's like Fantasy Island. And oftentimes I've had relationships that have seemed like fantasies. That's my karma. That's the karma of the Venus square Neptune, where almost a woman will come into my life. It will seem almost like a happy marriage on the one hand, but when the truth, when the foundation of that relationship is undercovered, we find out that what I believe to be real isn't real. And the reason why I'm a man now, and the reason why I was born as a man with a Venus square Neptune, is because I was born to try to understand my own self from the man's point of view. And every woman that I ever kiss or fall in love with or hang out with or make love to is an exact reflection of the type of woman I was in a past life. See, there are no accidents metaphysically. There are women out there that have so much hate and anger and just hostility and vengeance and vindictiveness for men. And they're men. They are men. You know, they are the ones that have the oppositions to their Mars. There have been a lot of brutalization of women. If you think men are hard on women now with all this women's lib stuff, right, and all this macho stuff that comes up, you see these lawyers and these big-time feminists that are on TV, I see them as men in women's bodies. No offense, whether they like that or not. But a reason why a lot of women are gay also, or a lot of men are gay, from my metaphysical point of view, is that they're in reverse roles. And they just can't adapt to their bodies, so they remain the same sex. It's like a man being in a woman's body and refusing to give up women, or a woman being in a man's body and refusing to give up men. And the way they act, they seem like men and women. They're just wearing the wrong bodies. It's like a glove. It almost proves reincarnation. Homosexuality literally proves to me that reincarnation is a fact, and that these soul reversals is a fact. If I was, in fact, a woman in a past life, and if I was somewhat wild, which I tend to think I was, and if I was sort of a tease or manipulator or somebody that was very hypnotic with my men, then this is why these are the type of women I've attracted. So instead of being mad at relationships that don't work or being hurt because I've fallen in love and been rejected, which is also a Venus square Neptune aspect, what I've done is I prefer to look at it astrologically and metaphysically and embrace the karma, send it into the light, and hopefully I will evolve from this. In other words, that's why I try to love and respect all women, no matter how they come across. And if it doesn't work with me in a relationship, instead of hanging on to it and being the wimp that a Venus square Neptune can be, and just torturing myself over the loss of a love or over the challenge of not having a love that I want, trying to climb a big mountain, I just say the hell with it and go on to my next thing in life. God bless you. Thanks for the experience. Out of here. Okay? No problem. I love you. Have a nice day. And it's so basic. It is so basic. If you look at your chart, and if you're a person that is alone, and if you're a person that was born especially in the 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s, where most of you have this Cancer, Libra stress, or afflictions on your Venus and Mars, which means either one square or one opposition on your Venus, if you like women, or on your Mars, if you like men, then you're there. You have a karma reversal. You've come back in the reversed role, and the relationships you deal with, you are looking at yourself in the mirror in past lives with the people that you are confronted with. Now, you mind telling me why we keep torturing ourselves and hating ourselves and the people that are trying to be close to us, right? When they're really us, right? But because we are so fickle and because we are so strange, we refuse to embrace this. And instead of recognizing the value and the power of absolving this pain, heck, if the relationship appears like it's not going to work, okay, goodbye, thank you, sorry, have a nice day, and let's be friends, or see ya in the next life, whatever. But we don't. We get anchored on to the worst vehicles, you know, people with Neptunian squares and oppositions, they just won't let go. They fall Pisceanly in love. People with all these oppositions and squares to Mercury are Virgo planets, right? They never stop analyzing. They never stop with the details. They have to torture themselves with it. These Pluto squares in opposition, so the intense sexual karma that's involved there. Or you get these Jupiter squares in oppositions, so somebody is way out of balance. Somebody loves the other one way too much. Or the Saturn square opposition to Venus or Mars, which will definitely typify major reason why a person was born, was to learn to adapt to all these relationship situations. Please, if you learn anything from today's show, learn that the people that you are attracted to and that the people that come into your life are a reflection of the type of monster that you would have been in a past life to earn your current karma. And it never fails, people that are the loneliest, the most miserable, the most blathering people that have the afflicted Marses, like women with Mars oppositions, of course they want to get married, of course they want to have children, and of course every man they attract in their life can be aggressive and hostile and dominant, and then they're always going, well, you tried to dominate me, you never gave me your what? You're taking a look, ladies, of what you were like in a past life. This is the wave returned to you. It went out to sea, now it comes back to the beach. That's the way karma works. It's a lot better to see people in your life as a reflection of your own self and embrace it. For better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, till death do us part, right? If you have squares and oppositions on your Venuses or your Marses, accept the fact that you've come back this lifetime to pay off a debt, to balance an imbalance, and to iron out a wound that was set off in past lives from your manizing or your womanizing or your whateverizing, your rejection behavior or your dominance or your lying, your cheating, your stealing, whatever the circus of karma dictates in relationships, understanding effects to Venus and Mars will help. Now, let me tell you something. You can blow it. Just because you have a blessed Venus or a blessed Mars doesn't mean you're safe. Trust me. Because these people that come back with Venuses and Marses in their chart that have nothing but trines and sextiles, hey, you're going to go through a lifetime of square and opposition transits that can create promiscuity and set you up for negative karmic experiences that can create karma as we speak. So it doesn't mean you're safe or you're in a safety zone just because you have trines and sextiles on your Venus and Mars. You may not get married or have a stable relationship because you're too addicted to the variety of all the charisma that's connected with having the trines and sextiles on your Venus and Mars. And these are the people that have harems out there, right? So just because you have trines in your Venus and Mars doesn't mean you're safe. Look out, you might come back in another body opposite sex with that Venus square Neptune like Farley has, or like that Mars square Saturn or Mars opposed Saturn like some women and men have, and then you have to pay the bill. And that's what life on Earth is all about. It's like a big banking system. You buy something, you pay the bill. You take advantage, you abuse something or somebody, you owe a debt. And it doesn't get absolved unless you become very highly evolved, spiritual, and meditate. Christ-like being, give up everything, right? Totally spiritual, or unless you play the game and make a peace with yourself and the world, no matter what happens, you make a peace. That's another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Hope you liked it. See you real soon, weekdays in the Fox at 12 noon. Bye-bye.